want to get into story now, like I've said, which is a little disheartening. Over the weekend, First Touch, which is a team that plays in the Hollywood Bet Super League, which is a women's football in South Africa, couldn't honor their fixture in the Hollywood Super League and decided to follow up on what's happening in that league. You'll be amazed at what we found out about it. But in order to do so, we need to speak about the holistic way in which, you know, that league needs to be run. Chairman of MaIndies, which is yet another team, of course, that is represented in that league, now joins us on the line. MaIndies, as you take a look at the log at the moment, you'll find that they are sitting within the log in seventh position with 9 games played and 14 points collected. The chairman of MaIndies, Ufalaza Filmon Mdaga, now joins us on the line. Chairman, welcome to the show and thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening, Andile, and the listeners of Metro FM.
I mean, Chairman, thank you so much for agreeing to speak to us. We really do appreciate it. We don't take it for granted that you've taken this bold step to talk to us when many have refused. You run a team in that league. Firstly, talk to me about the league and your team and how you've settled into that league.
Yes. Well, I'm not aware that others have refused, but when I got this opportunity to share with you, you know, the cost of running a league, I thought that it is important for us to speak so that at least we can get assistance from the corporate world out there, because definitely we are indeed suffering things.
So talk to me, what does it cost to run a league like that? How much are you spending on a weekly? Because I've heard with you in particular that, you know, it's run your pockets dry.
I can tell you, let me give you an example of what happened when I had to go and honor a game in Cape Town myself with, Vasco da Gama. Well, obviously, the SAFA is assisting us through the Hollywood Bet, sponsor that has just come into the picture. And, of course, they give us monthly allowances or grants, but they are not enough to really cover for the cost of running, you know, the team. For instance, you take a trip to Cape Town, you spend something like, the last time I went there, it was 100,000 last season. It was almost 105,000 just to go and honor a game there. Because one, you can't go to Cape Town and come back on the same day. The flights are, you know, there are cheap flights, but even if you're flying with cheap flights, you can't go there with less than 65,000. That is how much you can spend if you've got the cheapest flight. And then you have to spread, of course, your players on various, planes because, one, you don't have the money on time, so you have to, whenever you have money now, if the SAFA has actually given you the money, then you must try and buy tickets immediately and so on and so on. But sometimes you have to fund it from your own pocket because maybe money is still to come in on a Friday, and the game is on a Saturday. You can't wait for that. You need to buy a ticket on a Thursday. And then, like what happened to me recently when I had to go and play Vasco da Gama, I had to take my whole salary and buy the tickets for the team. And even when we reduced the number, I could not be left with anything. I could not have money to buy bread for my children. All the money went to buy the tickets. Of course, they gave us the money afterwards, but that money had to go back and replace whatever that has gone wrong. As I speak to you now, I'm not covered. My life is not covered. The life cover that I've been paying for 20 years had to bounce twice because of the cost that I now have to run from my own personal account to support the little money that we're getting from SAFA. So that is quite difficult because they give us, money in terms of kilometers travel. So if you had to go to Cape Town, it's like you're going to drive to Cape Town for 3,000 kilometers. And then and the money that you get is not enough to then enable you to buy the tickets. Because if you had to drive, you will not have legs to play the game with. You will go there, your legs will be locked, and some will be having swollen legs. So what are we going to play with if you drive such a long distance from Limpopo? So these are the challenges that we're here. So we're forced to fly. We can't drive to Cape Town. So I sympathize with First Touch. We're training together here in Polokwane. He approached me to say, what do we do? I'm not going to be able, a week before, I'm not going to be able to go to the game in East London. He tried everything. So with me, at least I was lucky. I got paid on the 13th before the game on the 15th. And when I saw an SMS coming, I ran straight to Shoprite to buy the cheap flights. and then use all my money, and that's what happened. So these are the things that will come across running this league. We don't have any other sponsor except the Hollywood Bet that is there, and then teams are there are very few teams that are having sponsors. There are better teams, of course, and better teams like Sundowns. I don't know what is happening around them, but we believe that maybe they're better off because they are also able to get better players. Because with us, you know, teams that are from rural areas, like my is from a village. I can't stay in a village. We are currently staying in Polokwane to be able to make sure that we are able to then bring the players together and have a place where they can stay and so on and so on and prepare properly. You know, to be able to compete. Yes.
Che, you say the little money that they help you with. How much do SAFA pay per month? What is the grant? I mean, we know the PSL grant, we know the NFD grant. What is the grant for women's football in South Africa? How much do you get a month?
Yes, I did ask that question now from them as well, and they gave me a figure that this year they will give us 120,000 per month. For instance, it depends on where you are. In
120,000 rands a month?
Yes, yeah. Okay. That is what we're getting, yes, yeah.
And you're saying that in one game, flights to Cape Town cost you 105,000?
Yes, that's what happened to me last season. And then this season, it cost me about close to 75,000. And I had to, because you can't come back same day. You can't come back same day. So you buy the ticket, you are done with the ticket, you must, and you are flying your players with various, flights. They arrived at different times. You must arrange transport for them. And then you then have to stay two nights, but you're only given money for one night, which is 500 rand per person for 25 people for one night. So already it's double cost on accommodation. It also does more than triple cost on transport, because the money that you get for going to Cape Town is about 36,000, I think, the most. And then if you had to buy tickets for 85,000, 86,000, then where are you going to then get that other money from?
So then how do you pay players if you're getting 120,000 and, you know, one trip is costing you over 100,000? The young women that are part of your team, that give their all, that whose parents and friends and families see them on TV every week, how much are you paying them?
I'm ashamed to tell you that at the moment, the only thing one could do, because we actually played the whole season last year, I was not paying them anything. I could not pay them anything. And they were saying they're not coming back next season. And then I had to try and, talk to them. The former captain created a group, tried to plead with them to have a meeting with us. They have a meeting with me. So we had a meeting on the 9th of February. And then they struggled to come back to the camp. Some of them left us. They joined other teams like Bloemfontein Celtics. I've got two players playing for Bloemfontein Celtics now. They left my Indies because now I can't afford to pay players from my own salary whilst I'm struggling to make sure that we just go to games. When I take everything for the family, including my life cover money that was supposed to pay for my policies, and then take it to the team. So how am I then going to pay them? Let me tell you now that last week or 2 weeks back, after playing one game and we're now beginning to win, we played three games in a row without losing, and then the players wanted to go on a go slow. And then the coaches told me that the players apparently are not going to go to the ground to train. And I was going to fetch them. I was not even aware. I was very busy that day. And I went there, stopped outside. Then I started seeing, these things that the players are, it looks like there's no movement. And then I said, no, I'll call it a day because, look, I don't have money to do that. They said, no, you agreed with us that you're going to pay us this year, but now where will I have that money if I don't have any sponsor? So they had to come into the car and go to training because I said, no, we'll call it a day today and then I'll go. If you're not going to train, because then there's no money that I'm going to be able to do. So, basically, we don't give them anything.
You know, sometimes when people work on a voluntary basis, they say they don't pay you, but they'll give you transport, food. When you say you don't pay them at all, do they get 0 rands from you for remuneration on a monthly basis?
No. That is the argument I had with them on the 9th of February. And then I make sure that I pay them transport because most of them are orphans. They don't have parents. Even if they have parents, the type of support they're given it's not like you are playing football, and then there are very few parents. I've been in this, you know, football issue for almost 22 years. So I hardly had parents that support their children to come to the game.
So how much do you give them?
Giving them money. Che? You give them money.
What is money, Che? When you say you give them money, how much are you giving the players?
For transport. For instance, there are players that I'm giving them almost 1,000 rand per month to just come to the game. And then others, I give them 2,000 a month to just come to the game, depending on where they are. And then also looking at the situation of a particular player. And then what is happening around them. You find out their offense is staying with children, there's no parents there. Then they must also be able to buy them food. They must have food at home. Sometimes I go there with my credit card to buy, you know, groceries and push a trolley. And then in some of the where they stay, I know where they stay, some of them. And then that's what I was doing. One player was giving me a 2,000 on per pound to just come and play because I wanted that player. And so this is what has happened. So it is not like equal. Others, I take them to school to make sure that they become better leaders. I've produced about 7 graduates as I speak to you. And at least that is when now they start realizing their goal. But at that time, they're no more playing.
Just 2 things, Che. First one, SAFA, the 120 that they give you. From what you were saying, because you to quote you exactly, you said, when they actually give me the money. How often does it happen that that money is late or doesn't come?
Well, I can say at the end of the day, the money does come.
But how often does it happen that
it's
late? Cannot,
it does not coincide with, like for instance, when you're going to Cape Town, because they give you money for the whole season, and then they divide it by the month, like on a monthly basis, you get so much. But then you need to then budget. But then it is not easy to budget properly because already my budget is strained because I'm also running local games. And then the local games, I'm staying in Polokwane, for instance. Because I can't play in Polokwane because there are no fields in Polokwane. So I had to go and play in Giyani. Because the stadium in Giyani is available. I don't want to be rolled because of an availability of a field. But if I'm to stay in Giyani, right now as a speaker, I owe a lodge for not having managed to pay them because I wanted my players to rest before they play Sundown. And then it costs money, but that money is not budgeted for. So these are the things that are happening. And I have to travel again 2 hours from Polokwane to Giyani even on my home game. And then I pay for transport for that. So these are the challenges that one is having.
But
so
Che,
you don't have anything left.
Che, you've lapsed on your life insurances that you've been paying for decades.
Yes.
Your children at home and your wife and everybody doesn't have food. You're
yes.
swiping your credit card, buying yes. sanitary pads, buying
yes.
Food for these girls that you're not paying,
yes.
but you're occasionally
yes.
giving them when they need transport money. Why do you have a team?
Well, look, it's because of the love of the game. You see, these kids came to me when I was a ward councillor, for instance, at one time in 1995. And then they said, we don't have a sponsor. So we want you, because I played football myself so much as I never played a professional. You know, the only thing I could get at that time was Jomo saying I can come and join his SB team, Jomo Sono. And I couldn't realize that because, again, I was poor at that time. I couldn't even travel to where he was. So, but now as I speak, because of love of football, I had to then support these kids. And then I supported them for these 22 years. I'm now old.
You think this is support though, Che? Do you think this,
yes.
this is support?
It's not support. It took my money. It took all my money.
Let me ask
now
you
I
this.
Used to drive a big car. I'm no more driving a big car. I'm
let
driving
me ask
a,
you
an
this,
ordinary bucket.
Where's yes. the team right now?
The team is here in Polokwane.
Oh, they're back to Polokwane. Where were they before they go back to Polokwane?
They were in Toronto. They were staying in Toronto. I was lodging some. They were lodging somewhere, and then
were they not playing this weekend?
No. Now they are not in Polokwane. No,
where are they right now?
Understand
as we
that.
Speak, where
as
are
I
they right
to
now?
You, the team is in Mahikeng. In actual fact, on the 28th of last month, I was playing in Harry Smith. So we had to travel to Harry Smith. We came back midweek. We played at home. Then we had to go back again to Bloemfontein. On Sunday, we were on TV on Sunday. We had to book transport to go there. And then they were supposed to come back home, but I realized that I can't afford. They had to drive straight to Mahikeng. They must sleep there 3 nights, from Sunday, and then Monday, and then Tuesday. They must have food. For today, I managed to buy them food for today. And I can tell you, I'm only left with 1,500 right now. And I keep on updating them. I had to give them my card so that they... You know, the card of the team is zero balance right now.
Chairman, I'm sorry to stop you there and come in, but I'm very confused here.
Yes.
They were playing, and it's taken them 3 days to get back home.
Yes.
Because you don't have money.
I don't have money. Right now, one kid is coming back because then she's writing a test tomorrow. Some of the games when they play on Sunday, it means then students had to be away from school on a Monday. And I also support that kids must go to school.
So they didn't even go to school, some of them, today because you couldn't get them back home.
Yes, I couldn't get them back home. So
during
right now, I'm trying to bring one that is writing on Tuesday because I had to check. I had to drive myself to go and fetch her. But then there was no way they would come back to Joburg. They had to go straight to Mahikeng. I realized that I cannot go to Mahikeng. Then she has to travel. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, she's on a taxi coming back home, and tomorrow she's writing. And then she's a key player that score goals for us. And then she will then miss the game on Wednesday.
So what concerns me is you're saying you were able to buy them food today.
Yes. Tomorrow, I don't know what I'm going to do.
And when you buy them food, what are you buying them?
Well, we had to look for something cheap. We had to buy something like, snacks, KFC. That is the much. That's what we can afford, about 800 rand. And then, our kids like heavy food, not this. But I can't afford to buy them meat. I can't afford to buy them that. In the morning, you have to buy them bread. That's breakfast. So wherever we stay, we can't afford to have breakfast. And then we had to then buy bread and then some palonis and then some juice. And that's what they eat in the morning because you can't afford a proper meal. Then you jump one meal, you jump the lunch, and then they go and play, just give buy
and,
them
and
bananas.
You know the demands on a professional athlete and their diet. Yes, and yet we're speaking here about them jumping meals. These are players that are playing in South African women's, let's say, semi-professional league. Some of them student, haven't made it home. Yeah. They're not being paid. They sleep. Yeah. Where are they sleeping? I mean, if you can't afford them to get home because you can't afford transport, then I wonder about the place where they're actually staying.
It's another issue because then we're given a budget for per person, 500 rand per person, obviously. And then, because that is the truth anyway. Unfortunately, it's the truth, and the truth sometimes will be told. So, but that is the money that we get for per person and then per night. And then, so right now they're staying 3 nights. I can't afford to then, so sometimes we put them in a very, 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 filthy areas because,
these are young women
places.
Also. These are young
women. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, the other time I went to East London, we had to put them in a place because it was cheap, but only to find that behind there was a lodge there, disco some sort of making noise. So you are going to play tomorrow, but you can't sleep because that is the cheapest you can get. So sometimes we can't go to Garden Court, we can't go there, can't afford.
I'm going to ask you again, Che, do you think that owning a team and running a team, do you think you're actually doing something good for these young women?
Yes, well, it is a yes and no. Like I'm saying to you, when we started this team as my Indies, we wanted to make them better people, and we focus on their education. Right now that they were also playing midweek, it is now a new challenge for us. And then also in terms of the finances, it's also very difficult to then maintain that, to make sure that you're having money each and every 3 days to take a serious trip. Even if the money came month end, I'm still owing security people, I'm still owing physio people, the doctors must be there, there must be a qualified doctor in your game. They have charges. They don't just come there for nothing. You have to pay them. You have to remove a doctor from the surgery to come to a game. You have to pay them when they're playing a home game.
Che,
so
these are challenges. Do you have children? Do you have any girl children?
I do. My son was just looking for pocket money. I didn't give him anything.
Do you have any girl children?
Nothing. No, I couldn't give anything. They understand. My family, in actual fact, my wife had to come in and assist me.
Do you have any girl children yourself?
Well, I have a girl child.
Would you let your girl child play in these teams, in this league, with these conditions? Would you let your child go and say, go play in this league, go play football?
Well, I can't even speak about my own child. Well, because I love football, I can allow her to go and play. But then I do have parents who said, no, my child would go to school and can't play. And she's a good player, and I can't have them. So there are such challenges that we have. But then there are others who they realize they can't. It's like when someone is having this, commitment on what she's doing, and then they end up supporting. So we do have parents that are supportive, because they also know that we are trying our level best to assist them. But from a personal level, and also from a psychological level, and then just giving them that support and making sure that they understand what we're doing. So we can't say that there is no benefit at all. From us as team owners, we try everything to our level best to make sure that we support them. We buy them sanitary towels, like you're saying. We they will come and say, look, I don't have toiletries. You have to buy them. So you then become a parent now yourself. So these children, all of them call me father, you see? And then, so the other one recently said, I was at school. My bursary, my NAFSAS is no more, it declined. And she left the team last season and she came back and I accepted her. And then after that, she said, look, I will have a problem. I said, where are your parents? Because she was just she's a new player.
All right,
never played yet. She said, no, I don't have parents.
My heart bleeds right now. My heart really bleeds. We're speaking about the dire situation that is happening in South African women's football. The stories we've just heard from a chair who's pleading to say, I don't have money anymore. Falaza Filmon Mdaga, the chairman of My Indies Football Club, which plays its football in the Women's League. Mandla.
It is really a sad state of affairs of what is the chapter 7 saying. It's a prudent of him, not because we want to or he should close shop. I'm afraid of these corporates that support our institutions, but they fail them dismally so. So it's not fair for our ladies. I think he has to close shop. This is not worth it. If there are other chairpersons that are experiencing the same thing, we cannot have the few that are excelling and others that are keep trying but failing our young women out there. This thing is not working. It should be closed. If us is not supporting to the core, they should by now have the correct model of how it should operate. Why at this day and age we're still experiencing the old order? This is not really fair. So I would second and put that it should be closed. Why such an experience? Not long Portia was saying things that are not correct to us as the recipients and the people that are watching the football and that getting entertained for nothing. Honestly, this is not on. South Africa should close shop with women's football.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that one, Mandla. Going to be taking some of your
awesome,
voice notes
brother.
As well.
Thank
really
you,
do appreciate it. Thank you. Falaza, thank you so much for you as well. But when you think about what's being said, and I know that this is your passion, you're talking about you love this football thing, you want to carry on with this football thing, you want to support these women. Have you had a word with the guys at SAFA to say, guys, this is our situation?
No, apart from our monthly meeting, our meetings with them, which of course are virtual, they know our situation. They know our situation because we don't have sponsors as teams. They don't have to be told. They know. They are with us. We have meetings. We discuss with them. So they know exactly what is happening with our situation. So we appreciate what they've done up to so far, because at least we have a sponsor like Hollywood Bet that is actually running, and we are happy that we are now getting exposure. What I believe is that the corporate world is the one that must come into the picture to assist us with transport and then to assist us with, you know, to make sure that we're able to put our players in, you know, in good hotels, and also to make sure that we're able to buy them good food. And that is what is important, because you have to buy food every day, even when they're at camp, because they cannot stay at their various places because they are from different, you know, places around the country. So that is what we can be. If teams, we have 16 teams, and if these teams can then indeed be supported and not only rely on one sponsor, that can be good, yes.
Our Twitter page is Sports Night Amplified with Andile at SNLWA. Please do send those tweets through and we'll be able to read them on the air. Right now, though, let's play some of your voice notes.
Good evening, Andile. Just because of the chairman, he says he's a love of the game, but I hope he can answer your question. Angamvumelana umntanake adlale ibhola around this condition azibalayo. Balale kwindawo ezingekho safe. But no man, no. If u struggleisha kangako, I think makacinga icebo, makafune sponsors. I know it's not easy to get sponsors, but if he can't run the team, then no. There's something I don't understand, Andile.
Andile, why is he keeping the team if he cannot afford? Now that he's abusing all these girls. Oh, please, come on, man. How long? I don't know. He must stop this. I don't know. This is a abuse. They sleep in the dilapidated places, filthy places. How on earth? And it's a woman. Children. Oh, please, man. Let him, I don't know. His team, I don't know. Thanks, Preston.
Hi, Andile. You see, now with a gentleman who's explaining the costs of running a club, and there has been a call or a public outcry to say Chiefs and Pirates should have a ladies' team. Are we aware that soccer should be business as well? What are the clubs standing to gain out of that? Because now you have it mandatory that for them to play in Africa, they should have a female team. I think with the sponsors not interested in coming forward, I think I would rather, support the stance of these big clubs. It's not viable to have a female team as long as the corporate world is sanctioning women soccer. Thank you.
Good evening, Andile. This is Mudise from Mhlakeng. Bro, I think the chairman should just sell his team because he can't really do anything. Whatever you're asking him, for me, basically, it means nothing. Actually, I don't even know what to say because I'm really sad. I'm really, really sad about everything that is happening. His players have been there for 3 days. If you're a chairman and you care about your team, there is no way you can leave your team for 3 days somewhere. It makes no sense. Those are other people's kids. Though he's a parent, like he just said to you. What does he think the parents are going through now? It has been 3 days. Kids have to be at school. They have to learn.
And Chair, this is not to vilify you, of course, because this is not unique.
No, I understand it very well. And they miss a point, because then what we're saying is that all teams, even men teams, can tell you that people like Bo Ace and Jolene used to sleep in a garage. We know about those stories and eat chicken feet.
But at the moment,
let me finish. At the moment, what we're trying to say is that maybe that's the reason why people are afraid to then speak, but some of us are not afraid of telling the situation as it is. So we are trying our level best. For instance, right now, as I speak to you, I put them in the Park Hotel So it's not all the time. I put them in a park hotel.
How old are these kids, Chair? Very quickly.
No, no, they're adults.
Where do they range from? What's your youngest player?
From 21 years, 22 years, yeah.
No, but I mean, you said others are in high school. They're writing exams. So how old are those kids?
No, no, no. The ones that are at high school is because they were failing before coming to my team. So I took them to school, and then I will make sure that we support them. That is on the positive side. Support them with their education, buy them books, buy them textbooks, pay for their school fees, make sure that they're in better schools, and make sure that indeed the only challenge that we have is that now we're playing midweek. So I have to bring back a child from Bloemfontein, and then she's on the way back now because initially I was supposed to collect her on a Sunday, it's correct. So because then they had to go straight to Mahikeng, I couldn't go to Mahikeng, that's correct. So now she's coming back, but she might be at school tomorrow, she's writing. So we still do that. That is the only incident. I'm raising that because it happened.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Chair,
yes. But
unfortunately, I have run out of time, but I'm really elated and I'm grateful that you came on to highlight this because many are shying away from it. And I don't think it helps that they shy away because then there will never be help. There will never be a light that is put onto this issue. Thank you so much. We're going to be having, you know, Safa in the building in the coming weeks, you know, as we speak about the presidential election. And I think these are some of the things that we're going to bring up to them to find out their side of the story. But from your
end, municipalities, like in other countries, if municipalities can assist, if the picture, and then we have a budget for the sports. They've got sports ministries, they've got sports, even in provinces, there's sports departments. If they can, for instance, in Limpopo, we've got only two teams. If the department can budget for the sports teams, then we can be able to resolve some of this.
Chair, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for joining us. That is Chairman of Maindies Ladies, Falaza Philmon Mdaga, speaking about the dire situation of women's football in South Africa. And like I said, you know, we'll get an understanding from Safa as well when we do speak to them. It's exactly a minute after seven. And I've got a man here who's been shaking his head. It's a tough one. It's a really, really tough one, this. I have girls. And I have three girls, and I'm telling you now that, no, they wouldn't be playing in that league.
I mean, I think there's a lot of people sleeping on the job here. Be it the South African Football Association, the Ministry of Sports.
Yeah.
At multiple levels, right? Right up until the municipality, as he was saying.
The safety of these young girls.
But also, where are all of these brands that advertise to young ladies that are sitting on the sidelines when ideally they should be the ones forking out some money?
It's South Africa failing them.
Exactly.
We are failing
them. We can't just say, Ubabumtaga.
No, for sure.
Yeah.